My first guest on Mizzou Music this evening is the assistant professor of percussion here at the University of Missouri School of Music. It's Megan Arnes. She's got a preview of this Friday's World Percussion Concert. Megan, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much. Happy to be here.
You have a special guest coming for this year's World Percussion Concert. Who will you be showing around and who will be a focal part of the World Percussion Concert?
His name is Nani Agbeli. He is a Ghanaian drummer and dancer. And he teaches at CalArts. He's a professor there. And I'm so excited to bring him to Mizzou. I studied privately with him in December at CalArts. And so we're bringing him to campus with the help of ORG, the Student Organization Resource Group, and the Chancellor's Diversity Initiative, Black Studies Department, and the School of Music. So a lot of people have come together to make this concert happen. And we'll have him in residence from Tuesday through Friday. He'll be rehearsing with the World Percussion Ensemble for each of those days, and there will be a public masterclass that's free and open to everyone on Thursday at 2 p.m. over in Loeb Hall on the Mizzou campus, room 201. And then there will be a concert that's also free and open to the public at 7 p.m. on Friday in the Missouri Theater. We're very much looking forward to having him.
So you mentioned that you had studied previously with Mr. Agbeli. What was that experience like, and what did you take from it?
It was a really incredible experience. This started 10 years ago. I went to Ghana to study abroad for a summer, and I went to Nani's village, and I didn't meet him there, but I studied with his brothers, and Nani was in the States at the time. So that was my first introduction to Ghanaian Efe music, and it really had an impact on the way that I made music, and it had an impact on the way I've lived my life, also in my worldview. So it was a very influential experience for me, and it stuck with me for the last 10 years, and I've continued to study this type of music. And when I knew that I was going to have the opportunity to bring him to Mizzou when I started working on this project, I decided to go study with him over the winter break so that I had some material to teach our students here. So I've been teaching them the material he taught me in December in our World Percussion class. And when Nani gets here to campus, he will polish that up and we'll perform with him on the concert. We'll have several different ensembles performing on this concert, all that kind of exist under the umbrella of the Mizzou World Percussion Ensemble. So we're going to open the concert with Lee Elementary Drumming Ensembles. Dr. Julia Gaines and I volunteer there through our Partners in Education program with the Columbia Public Schools on Tuesday and Thursday mornings, and we each have a class that we teach, and Nani will actually be going to Lee Elementary to give an assembly and to work with these students as well, so he will probably perform with them at the opening of the concert. But two world drumming groups, and then we'll open the curtain and have Mizzou's Tiger Pans. We have two different full Caribbean steel bands, one beginner band and one advanced band, so they will both perform. Short intermission, and we'll have the Chiedza Mbira Ensemble, which if you were tuning in to the last World Percussion Ensemble concert, we had a guest, Muzikiwe Chingodza, with us from Zimbabwe, and he gave us this name, Chiedza Mbira Ensemble. Before we were the Mizzou Mbira Ensemble, and now we have this name. So that group will be performing three traditional Shona tunes as well. What does it mean? So it's kind of like the sunrise at dawn, that particular time of day. So the light that's first coming up when the sun's rising. And then finally, Nani will close out the concert. He'll do one solo work with a recorded track, and then we will do two tunes with him as well. So he will be dancing as well as singing.
That's MU School of Music percussion faculty member Megan Arnes, looking ahead to this Friday's World Percussion Ensemble with Ghanaian percussionist, dancer, and educator Nani Agbeli. Agbeli, drop by the Classical 90.5 studios for a few minutes. I've got an excerpt of my interview with him coming up next. Then we'll hear some drumming from Senegal and a work called Sabar. That's coming up in about 5 minutes here on Classical 90.5. Nani Agbeli has come here from Los Angeles, where he is professor and director of Ghanaian West African Music, Dance, and Arts at the Herb Alpert School of Music at the California Institute of Arts. That's a mouthful. You're here for the week to share your art with Missourians, with our students here, and also for a performance. We'll get to talking about the performance, but what's the essence of your visit here?
Well, the main purpose of my visit is to educate and pass on the tradition and the music and the culture of Ghana to as many as possible. So Dr. N has been doing this for a while now and has started teaching it to her students. So, you know, my being here is to help her advertise and push more in this field to have the student get more and feel more connected to the culture.
So I want to explore a little bit about Ghana and the roots of percussion music there. Can you identify where it is on the continent of Africa?
So the way I think about it is when you think of your head, so the back of your head, which is kind of like the loop, the corner loop, Ghana is right in that back corner loop of your head, which is in west of Africa.
That's very helpful. That's very descriptive.
That's how I think about it.
Tell us about the culture from which you've come and how percussion plays a prominent role in that.
Well, for me, my family is musical. So we play, dance, sing, and do a lot of arts. So apart from my music and dance, I also graduated in visual arts. So I do graphic designing, I do textile designing, and my family is spread out in terms of the music and the culture. So I come from a musical family, knowing and growing with the music and the culture. My dad was an actor, a dancer, and a singer. So he went to so many different regions in Ghana to teach and coordinate other groups to have a full understanding of the Ghanaian music and culture. He was also the chair of the folklore music in Ghana for so many years. So the family had the opportunity to move from regions to regions to experience, you know, other regional cultural music and dance. And that helped me a lot because it helped me learn not just my regional traditional music, but also the traditional music of other regions as we move to those places. I have two elder brothers, one younger sister, and six stepbrothers and sisters. And each of us, especially my two elder brothers, they were all into the music. We play, dance, and sing, and do, you know, all the arts that comes with the music. So yeah, my family is a big cultural musical.
That's Nani Agbeli. He'll be on the Missouri Theater stage this Friday, April 14th at 7 p.m. in performance with the Mizzou World Percussion Ensemble. He took a few minutes out of his busy schedule this week while he's visiting Columbia to drop by the Classical 90.5 studios. Nani, thank you very much for making the time.
Thank you very much for having me. I really appreciate it.